Plans for the coming winter season were addressed at the St John City Common Council meeting on Monday, November the 3rd. The city's Public Works Department faced significant challenges during periods of snowfall last winter to clear roads and sidewalks to meet its service standards. Director of Public Works, Tim O'Reilly, spoke to the council members about the challenges faced over the last winter and where the service fell short.
The City of St. John does have a winter management plan. Within that winter management plan are defined service standards. All streets and sidewalks serviced are intended to meet certain conditions within a certain period of time after a snowfall occurs. We were challenged to meet these service standards last winter, and particularly related to our sidewalks. Of the five of the six storms last winter, we only achieved our service standards on 75% or less of our sidewalks. This performance was not acceptable to the community, and frankly, wasn't acceptable to us either. A strong desire to do better inspired us to invest more in finding improvements. We spent considerable time implementing improvements ahead of this coming winter. As presented to Council back in the spring, we identified a whole series of areas of improvement. I'm pleased to report that we not only identified these improvements back in the spring, but again, we worked over the past 6 months to implement many of them in time for this winter.
O'Reilly went on to talk about the changes and improvements the city has made in its approach to its management of snow removal for the coming winter.
We remain on track to triple the number of sidewalks that we plow with a street plow instead of a sidewalk plow. It's intuitive, but street plows can plow sidewalks much faster than our smaller sidewalk plows can. The added bonus is that when we plow sidewalks this way, we eliminate the line of snow that otherwise ends up between the street and sidewalk, sometimes gets pushed back and forth. We have replaced, as planned, three of our old sidewalk plows, and these will be in operation this coming winter. Equipment downtime was one of the factors that caused us not to meet our service standards this past winter. We're going to keep two of the three old sidewalk plows that are being replaced with the new ones instead of selling them. Keeping these two machines will introduce some very limited contingency to account for work that will inevitably be needed on our regular 11 sidewalk plows that cover our 11 sidewalk routes. Preparation and planning efforts have increased relative to previous years, as also detailed in our report. Even with the improvements we planned for this winter, we're going to be far from fully resourced to consistently have equipment and people to resource our 46th Street and plow sidewalk routes.
Having noted the challenges the city will be faced with in the coming winter, O'Reilly made a number of requests of residents to assist the snow removal efforts.
We also require the community to do their part as well. We ask the public that during and following storms not to park on street. Service standards are not achieved, or it's inefficient investment of resources that need to be spent to achieve them if vehicles are blocking our ability to fully plow a street. In addition to asking the public to park off street wherever possible during and following storms, we are in line to implement two initiatives new for this year. Fines for illegal parking are expected to increase significantly, with specific recommendations coming to Common Council related to changes to our traffic bylaw within the coming weeks. We'll also be turning to our own enforcement staff to authorize vehicles to be towed instead of relying on police officers. The motivation with these changes is to increase compliance so people do not park on the street so we can do our job. We ask the public not to push snow from driveways onto streets and sidewalks. I do want to say on this point alone, Common Council has invested additional funds in this year's budget for enforcement efforts. We also ask the public, when traveling by the vehicle or foot, to adjust to travel conditions, again, during and following snow events.
The Common Council then approved an audit of the city's winter management to be carried out by internal audit services along with external consultants to report to the Finance Committee in the early spring. The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.